I think one of the things that I'm starting to see that's so wonderful is this cross-fertilizing of people from different indigenous communities worldwide, listening to each other's stories, beginning to understand the ways in which the structure has oppressed everybody and how they can join together in their efforts. Seeing that larger picture helps us move in our communities with those goals of social justice and equality in receiving services, all those things. To me anyway, I feel inspired by the work that's being done all over the world by Indigenous communities. So I think the younger generation is mobilizing in that direction. And Gladys, I consider you a younger generation. And it's extremely heartwarming to me. And I think it's the future. There are still going to be a lot more challenges. But together, listening to each other's stories, we can find that place where we reach our potential and we have well-being, even for the non-Indigenous communities. I think we can set the bar, we can model those things, even though it seems like, you know, we're in a sometimes terrible situation. I think we're the hope.